It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Andy Conti of the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, sitting in for Paul Guggenheimer. Few places in the world do Christmas better than Bavaria in Germany. And yet, for the third year, merchants are leaving Deutschland to come to Pittsburgh. They're here to sell their handmade wares in the holiday market at Market Square. The Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership sponsors the market with the goal of drawing visitors into the city for a unique holiday experience. Spokeswoman Lee White joins us to talk about how the market is once again transforming the city for the holidays. Also taking part in the discussion is Louise Larkin, manager of the Katie Wolfert Shop, one of the main tenants at the holiday market. She's here to talk about the sorts of items being sold. Lee and Louise, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So Lee, you've done this for 2 years now, and what have you learned from those first 2 years that you either changed and enhanced for this year or that you're bringing back and you know this is at the heart of Christmas market in Pittsburgh?
Oh, absolutely. The market's really been very fun. And between the first and the second year was really where we saw the most growth and change. We expanded last year to include about 250% more space for vendors. So we're really kind of getting full in terms of the space that we have. But some of the things that we've really heard is that people wanted to see different types of vendors. We have a lot of great German, Eastern European, traditional types of Christmas vendors. But we've really been trying to mix it up. This year we're bringing in different ethnicities. We've also brought in some local artisans and crafters as well. And so it's really expanding quite nicely.
And Louise, can you talk a little bit about the Katie Wolfert shop? That's one of when you go down to the market, that is what you see before anything, right? That's one of the major tenants there. What exactly is in the shop and why should people come check it out?
Well, we are the largest vendor down in the market this year. We are the big white tent, which is how most people refer to us. And we are the one place other than Santa's house that you can walk in and walk through and see the merchandise that we have. The company, Katie Wolfert, is a family-owned company. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, and we sell Christmas. We are a tourist destination ourselves in Germany. Our headquarters are in Rothenburg, which is a tourist city, and within the city, the Katie Wolfert shop is a destination that people travel from Asia, from America, and from all over Europe to visit. I was fortunate enough to visit there, and that's how I originally came to know the shop and came to work for them, was first as a customer and then as an employee. When you come into the store, we have all kinds of Christmas items, many of which are handcrafted wooden items. We have Schwibogen, which are their lighted wooden arches that are meant as window decorations or other household decorations. We have pyramids, which many people are familiar with. They're the things that turn the heat from the candles rises and the blades turn, and a lot of people have seen those. We have handcrafted nutcrackers, and we also have wooden incense smokers, which are a traditional German Christmas craft.
So sort of everything you'd expect to see in Germany at Christmas.
Everything you would see in Germany, and lots of ornaments too.
How did you, Katie Wolfert, decide to bring your shop to Pittsburgh in the first place, and what keeps bringing you back, especially in such a big investment here?
Well, I think one of the things, the reason that we started doing American Market several years ago, and we've added two last year, Pittsburgh was the first last year, as well as Baltimore. We've added two more this year. We get inquiries from cities across the U.S., and I think one of the things that made Pittsburgh an ideal fit for us is just the strong ethnic traditions that you find in this city. And in addition to that, because it was a relatively new market, the support that we've had from the Downtown Partnership in making it successful has been incredible. And so I think, just from the support of the partnership, the type of community that we have here in Pittsburgh, it really was an ideal fit. We had a very successful year last year. We've already had people come back in just in the first few days of business this year saying that they were there last year and they're already back and they wanted to see things. And that's very exciting for us. And the greatest compliment is when we have someone come in who says, I've been to your store in Rothenburg and it's not Rothenburg, but I feel the Katie Wolfert magic. So that's really what we want to offer people.
That is very cool. Lee, can you, for those of us who remember what Market Square was like before,
sure.
This is pretty amazing, right? To think that people are bringing their families down and they're hanging out and they're having these kinds of experiences. Nobody 5 years ago would have talked about the magic of Christmas.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and Market Square, had been, it had been a very different place than it is now. And one of the big things that was very important to our organization was to ensure that it was well-programmed so that it would remain vibrant and active. And we wanted to help support all of the other businesses and restaurants that are in downtown Pittsburgh by creating these types of events. So that's a big piece of why the holiday market is really important to us. We've been very, very pleased with the amount of response that we get from people. In addition to the vendors, we also have a stage that's programmed daily. On weekends, it's programmed sort of the entire time the market's open with all different types of ethnic, local, performing groups, school groups. It's really very fun. And then we also have Santa's House. And Santa's House is a 500-square-foot home that's constructed in the middle of Market Square. And for a donation to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, people can receive their photo with Santa. And it's just a small donation, and it's a beautiful Santa's house.
You are listening to Essential Pittsburgh. This is Andy Conti of the Pittsburgh Tribune Review sitting in for Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Louise Larkin, manager of the Katie Wolfert Shop at the Christmas Market, and Lee White of the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. And we've talked about the artists coming in from Germany to sell their wares here. But Lee, where else are vendors coming from to Pittsburgh?
Absolutely. So we certainly have vendors coming from Germany, Austria, Poland, sort of the Eastern European. But as I mentioned before, we really were interested in seeing an expansion of the types of merchandise that we offered. So this year we have welcomed the Kenyan Craft Connection. So we actually have an African vendor that's bringing in fair trade items. Women of the Cloud Forest, same thing, fair trade items from Costa Rica and Nicaragua, and really beautiful handcrafted, lovely, lovely wares. We have an Asian vendor this year. We have vendors who do all sorts of different unique things as well. We have a vendor, Cha-Ching, who takes coins from all over the world and turns them into jewelry and necklaces and bracelets. So there's a little bit of something for everyone. We have an Irish vendor, Polish vendor. I mean, there's
But these are people who actually got up from their homes in other parts of the world and came to Pittsburgh, right?
Some are. It's definitely a mix. There's a mix of people who come from Europe who are here for an entire month and they rent an apartment. We have a great German honey vendor, and he comes in and stays at a place over on the Mexican War Streets this year and comes to the market every day and kind of makes Pittsburgh his home for a month.
What do you think that What kind of testament is that, that those folks are willing to come here and spend their time in Pittsburgh at the holidays? What does that say about the robustness of the market?
What we've been really happy to see is that these are all vendors who are returning. So the market has been really good for them. They've been very happy with their success at the market. And I think the nice thing is that the market really has things that you don't see anywhere else. You can't go to a mall and get what you get at the holiday market. And to just have that variety of different types of vendors is also really quite nice. We also have some vendors who are just there for a short period of time. So every time you come down, there'll be a few different vendors. You'll get to see some different things, which we think is also a really nice enticement.
Right. Louise, can you talk a little bit about how the market here in Pittsburgh actually stacks up against the markets in Germany? What is the tradition of Christmas markets in Germany like?
Christmas markets in Germany are found in major cities, in smaller cities. It really is a huge part, particularly in Germany and the neighboring countries, of what the celebration of Christmas season is all about. It's absolutely something that you would, if you were living there, participate in, as well as being a huge tourist draw. I have been to Europe in the summer. I never really thought about going in the winter, but when you see just the pictures and the video from the Christmas markets, they really truly do look amazing. They are, I think one of the things that sets them apart is they are a tradition that's been going on for quite a long time. And it is something that everyone participates in. And I think one of the differences here is this is a new tradition that we're trying to establish. And I think our unique flair, I love the fact that not all of the vendors are from Europe, because you wouldn't see that in a European market. But for us, it does fit. It sort of fits with just the Americans' way of doing things. And so I like that that's included. I thought that was fabulous to see those additions this year. And I think that all things going forward, that we're looking to establish this as a place that is a tradition and part of the way that we do Christmas in Pittsburgh and hopefully in some other cities around the U.S.
What do you think it is that draws these vendors from Bavaria to come to Pittsburgh? Last year I spoke with a vendor who was making his own glass-blown ornaments in Germany, and he was talking, he left his family and came to Pittsburgh for 4 weeks. But it seemed to be his idea was to reach a market that, you know, I think he said in Germany, everyone sort of expected, you know, glass-blown ornaments. What do you hear from vendors and your suppliers, you know, about sending their work to America?
Well, for us, because our company decides what we get, and I get an air shipment from Germany, and what I open up in the boxes is what they've sent me, and we just find a way to make that work in the tent.
But on the other end, the folks at Katie Wolford are going around to vendors, right, choosing?
Some of what we have are Katie Wolford exclusive, so they are designed and manufactured by the company itself. Others are going to different craftspeople, particularly in the Erzgebirge, which are the Ore Mountains in the eastern part of Germany, which is where much of the fine wood crafting takes place. And so we have a number of suppliers from that region, and a number of the things that we sell come from those smaller, some of them are very small manufacturers in that part of Germany. I think that it is true that is the problem in Europe. You can find those things every time you turn around. When I was in Germany, I saw the kind that I see in our tent, which many of them I haven't ever seen in the States before. I could find them at many places when I was in Germany. And so I think for those people, it does give them a new avenue to sell their wares and share the kind of craftsmanship that they're capable of doing. And I've heard that from customers as well, that they didn't think anyone actually acted as a craftsman anymore, and they're so heartened to come down to the market and see the things that they see.
I can imagine you opening these boxes and getting a big whiff of Germany as soon as you pull it open.
We absolutely do. And the squeals when we find something new that we're all excited about. I mean, it's kind of, oh, you've got to see this. And we run to that part of the tent and see what's in that box. So it's very exciting.
You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh. This is Andy Conti of the Pittsburgh Tribune Review sitting in for Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Louise Larkin, manager of the Katie Wolford Shop at the Christmas Market, and Lee White of the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. Lee, can you talk a little bit about what you have planned around the market? What kinds of events are happening there?
Sure. So this is actually a pretty great week because leading up to Thanksgiving, we have two things that are occurring. First of all, every evening at dark, we are doing a little fireworks display off the top of the PPG building.
Every night.
Every night up until Wednesday. And we are choosing one person out of the audience to flip the switch to sort of set the fireworks off.
A real Pittsburgher's dream, I can't imagine.
Absolutely. It's been really fun so far. We've been doing that since Saturday night. In addition to that, it also sets off the BNY Mellon Season of Lights, which is the choreographed light and music show that's all around Market Square. We have two different medleys of holiday music. Very, very fun. We also have a special going on just through this Wednesday that with any purchase in the holiday market, you receive a coupon for $5 off to a return visit to one of the Market Square restaurants in the winter, so in January. So we definitely encourage people to come down with any purchase. You can, you know, come back. And that said, we also have other great activities going on every weekend. We have the new Holiday Kids Play, which is in the Cultural District. We've partnered with a variety of different organizations for every Saturday and Sunday and a bonus day on Black Friday to have free family activities and entertainment. They're very interactive, hands-on. We want people to come down and have fun and really enjoy the People's Gas Holiday Market and everything that downtown Pittsburgh has to enjoy.
And it's the kind of thing people can just decide at the last minute, we're going to go downtown and...
Absolutely. And there's something going on in every corner, particularly Black Friday and Saturdays and Sundays. There's horse-drawn carriage rides. You can go ice skating. You can visit the PPG gingerbread display and the Santas from around the world. Downtown is extremely vibrant on the weekends. We want people to come down and enjoy it.
It's so great to see that happening again here in Pittsburgh. Louise and Lee, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.fm or as a podcast in iTunes. This is Andy Conti, investigative reporter at the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, sitting in for Paul Guggenheimer.